Oh, hi, everybody. Well, today's the day. Today's Friday. This is our paranormal show. And the date is September 11th, 2015. Oh, let's begin with an emotional clearing for people. Have you had anything going on in your life where you got emotional or something happened? Let's release the energy. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. And since we had an event happen, you know, years and years ago, you know, a 9/11, if you're on that timeline, maybe you could get off of it. So let's get you off that 9/11 timeline of a certain event that happened. So here we go. Let's release the energies. And we don't want to be in that timeline. Why have misery and suffering, you know? So here we go. And if you have seen media about 9/11, you may want to go into the media clearing to release that stuff off of you, because when you watch it, you're quartered to everybody watching the program also. So not only are you quartered to the person talking to you about what happened in the storyline, you're also quartered to everybody listening to that person too. So that's not too good. So here we go. Let's release the energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And maybe you feel like you're getting released from the alien buffet table, where they put you on those timelines to take your energy. And maybe even worse, a part of you. So here we go, releasing the energies. Anybody have any strange pains today in their body? Maybe because you're on a tangent timeline and maybe your leg looked really nice to somebody, you know? Human leg with some barbecue sauce on it. So here we go, releasing the energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. As many as you'd like to put up, we'll clear those, bringing in peace energy to you. So there'll be perfect energies of peace being radiated into your room from your monitor. Here we go. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So let's get our co-host on. Are you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron, and good evening, everyone. Welcome. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. Ron has a wonderful website. It is creationlightship.com. Be sure and check that out if you haven't. And we had a listener ask a question that on Wednesday, I believe it was, Michelle read a lovely passage that she found on your website, and this listener wanted to know where to find it. And it's a passage about what you can say to people if you want to talk about Creation Lightship. And it's, of course, on creationlightship.com. And on the left-hand side, you scroll way down to Network and Sharing is the heading, and under that is a title, Spread the Word. And when you click on there, it brings up how to speak to people if you find someone that you can get to pay attention to you for a minute about Creation Lightship and possibly introduce it to them. And Ron's website has a lot of stuff on it. It's a beautiful treasure hunt, including a lot of free healing. So please do go on there and check those things out. So thanks, Ron, so much for clearing us of the date and whatever might be going on with us for this week. We appreciate that. And I'll get right into some questions. Ron, I have been enjoying your Friday afternoon entity clearings. I also have the whole life entity clearing, and I realized that I have never used that box to put in body parts before, but I could clear myself of entities by organ or body part by using that box. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the... And when you have the unlimited one, which is probably what you're talking about, or in fact all the unlimiteds have that specific incident box in there. So I'll just kind of clarify how it works. So when you first do your whole lifetime clearing, you put your age in, and your name and your age, and it clears everything going from your current age back to conception. And then once that's cleared, your life should be pretty good and you should feel great. Now, naturally, people have stuff reoccurring, and entities is a really big one as they come into you because you may have things happening to you. So we'll just talk about the entity one now. So we'll say that you having a good day, you know, and somehow something physical happens to your body. It could be anything. You could have banged your elbow against a table or something. You know, you have an owie here or there. You cut yourself or whatever. Whenever there's pain involved, then entities kind of find you because you radiate that energy. So that's when you'd use that special box. So you'd go in there and say, you know, yesterday I had, you know, I banged my elbow and it kind of hurts. And more than likely I have entities in it. And they can also come into your consciousness. Some can be very tricky. But if you found yourself, maybe you banged your arm yesterday, and today, you know, you're thinking about some strange thoughts that don't even relate to you, but you somehow found yourself looking at books or magazines, you know, maybe about going mountain climbing, you know, over in India or something, you know, and you have this thing, and maybe you got this hiker from India in your body, and it wants to look at those pictures, and it banged its arm on its way down after it killed itself, okay? So now you got this entity in you, and now, you know, you have pain in your elbow, and you don't know why, you know, except, you know, you banged it, but now it's still hurting you. And so this is how entities work. They'll come into you and cause that problem and give you their thoughts and their talents, their hobbies, their addictions, whatever they had. If they like you enough, they'll... But like the boll weevils, they'll just come in and take up, you know, a home. You know, they found you, and they're with you. So if you find yourself doing some strange things that you normally wouldn't do, then more than likely it's an entity doing it. So you could put that particular location, and since they come into you from pain, that's probably, I'd say, 80% of the reason why they are attaching to you, or some kind of emotion that you're going through. And from there, you want to clear that. So you put that in there, you know. Maybe somebody hurt your feelings yesterday or today, and you started crying a lot. Yeah, that brought in crying entities now. And maybe entities that felt they were sabotaged, and they're crying inside of you. So now you got hundreds of them, and they're all crying because they're with you, and they want to express that guilt and the pain of whatever they went through. But they saw you crying, and that's the reason why they came into you. So you want to get rid of those things, and that's why you'd put it on there. You know, today I felt sad, you know, and maybe you didn't really feel that sad. Maybe you just felt, maybe you got angry and you started crying, you know. Now you feel sad because you were crying. Maybe you felt like you sabotaged yourself because you wanted to go somewhere, but you're crying and you couldn't. So these are all probably entities' problems. Self-sabotage, you know, feeling like low self-esteem. So just put that into the entity thing, what your basic feelings are. Because chances are it's not you, but they're with you. And do the clearing on it and see how it works. You may want to do it more than one time, because you may have, you know, a whole bus full of them. You may want to do it maybe, you know, a couple times, maybe five times or something to see. You can get rid of them. And especially if you're watching, you know, stuff about 9/11, you know, there's billions of entities with that. and zillions of timelines, zillions of mindsets, a lot of anger, and wow, that's like probably one of the biggest things that the aliens just love. So get rid of that energy, get rid of those entities. For me, I didn't even realize it was the 11th today, you know, it's just to me it's another day. So I don't live on that timeline. Look at it now, and yeah, there's a timeline there, but, you know, for people maybe back east, as they bring it up on the news all the time, it's probably on all the news stations in the same stuff, and you're inundated with all that. So you probably would just want to turn your TV off. But, you know, it may be hard to get away from stuff. Maybe you see a lot of, I don't know, maybe they got memorial flags out that say 9/11. I don't know back east. I'm just guessing, you know. So that you're waving your colors, you know. Yeah, today's the day, you know. Maybe you can't get away from it. So, but, you know, do clearings for entities in case for some reason that happens. You're probably really hanging out in the bars a lot now. If you're walking down a street, the orc will say, and you know, people are in there celebrating, you know, because of that day. Because that's what they're actually doing. They're not mourning. They're celebrating, maybe getting drunk or something because they lost a friend or somebody. But they are, in a sense, bringing the entities into them. And maybe you're walking by that particular bar, you know, in your neighborhood or something, going somewhere, and all of a sudden you walk by the door and you feel this energy surge popping around you. And you go, oh, geez, you know, trying to get me to come in here to drink too. And, you know, you got to fight it off. Got to go, and maybe you got them off of you. That's the way they work. So back to you.
These great, Ron. Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you got it now. Go ahead.
Okay. I was thinking, thank you, Ron. That was so thorough, and I feel that I haven't even been using the entity clearing as thoroughly as I could be. So I really appreciated that information. Thank you so much. I was wondering if you could maybe clear, we had a request actually to clear entities from our rooms.
Hey,
someone else said the entities are thick today. Ugh.
Yes, so let's clear the ones that are up in the corners of your room, okay? Maybe there's one up in the top left-hand corner as you're looking up there, and it's kind of like hanging onto the ceiling, you know, with suction cup feet or something, you know, some kind of life form that you don't know what it is, but it's up there. So here we go. Let's grab that sucker, and we'll get rid of it. So here we go. We got it, or got them. Releasing them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. See if your room feels lighter on your left side, and then we'll do the right side now. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, just see how your room's feeling. Back to you.
Thank you, Ron. That was so nice. And somebody had a question about entities. I never thought of this before. Do entities go into aliens? I guess aliens and or clones.
Boy. I can't answer that one because there's so many different types of aliens, you know? So really can't say if they're attracting entities or not. I don't know.
Hmm.
But it's a different life form, different frequency. You're dealing with entities that were emotional bodies, okay? So is the emotional body going to recognize an alien? May not recognize it. May say, I don't know what this thing is. Doesn't look human. I only want to go into humans. And maybe it only wants to go into clones, you know? Clone-looking humans.
Right.
An alien, you know, might be there, and it may go, well, I don't know about that one, you know. I remember you, you know.
You don't feel good.
Yeah. I wonder why you got a rock in your stomach. You go, oh, God, there's an alien over here. His body can't see it, but, boy, I'm watching it come to me, you know. Hey, wait.
Okay, someone already wrote in to tell you, please, there are vacancies felt due to your clearing the entities.
Oh, good.
That is good. A little space.
Yeah, so what you want to do now is go on to the website and, you know, get one of those pre-clearings, and there's that Spirit Infusion box on some of those, okay? And go in there and click on, bring up that page for the Spirit Infusion or integration or whatever is there. It's going to be the last step. And put that up and start running that now. Back to you.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Ron. Great idea. So back to, you know, we already mentioned the media clearing, and in light of this day, and I know, like, I remember one man said to me once, I can't look up anymore and enjoy just a plane flying by like I used to because it brings back that memory. You know, so if you happen to be on that timeline and you've seen pictures or got into some news story today, it's really good to do the media clearing. And another person wrote in, Ron, there are YouTube videos circulating with rumors of coming Earth disasters. So they mean, you know, societal, cultural, as well as physical Earth, you know, being destroyed in one way or the other. Will we be affected by it, and how to avoid these things?
Well, first of all, you know, a rumor is real on a timeline. So somebody just probably saw a future timeline with something happening. So, yeah, that is real, even if it is a rumor. Came from somewhere. Somebody downloaded it to make it real, okay? So just don't buy into the timeline, you know? That's what I would say. You know, if there, let's just say that, keeping it very simple, somebody said, you know, everybody's going to get sick tomorrow. They're going to be puking and barfing and throwing up, and, you know, you're going to have all kinds of stomach aches. That's happening tomorrow. Well, people will buy into that timeline. Sure enough, you're going to be doing that, right? And there are people that you would probably see validating the self-fulfilling prophecy of that timeline coming in here doing that. You may say, I don't want to do that. That sounds ridiculous. But you may be the only one that's not having stomach problems, you know, and upchucking. So, you know, that's kind of how you have to look at it. So everything is real. Do you want to get into that timeline? You know, if you're having, say, money problems, for instance, okay, that seems to be one of the big issues that we have here. You know, so if you're having financial problems or not having enough money, maybe, let's just say that every month you go in debt another $50, okay? So, you know, next month it'll be $50 too. And you go, wow, you know, I must be on the losing the $50 debt timeline or something, you know, per month. So get off the timeline, you know? So you're in maybe you're in the extra slave timeline. Maybe you have to work harder and you don't want to. You know, but, you know, that's where you are. You're on the timeline of being a debtor, so get out of that. Release yourself off that timeline because you're on it. Are you going to draw abundance to you when you choose to be on a debtor timeline? Because you're always in debt. So get off that timeline. It's your choice. Do a bunch of timeline crashes because the opportunities that could bring you maybe more, you know, money, we'll call it, since we're dealing with money on this, you know, what I'm talking about, in a timeline where money comes to you maybe easier, maybe even free, you know? So, but, you know, you have to become that reality. Right now, your reality is losing $50 a month or, you know, getting more in debt or something. And that's the timeline that you are choosing to be on. You might say, well, how do I choose to be on that one? Well, that's where you are. You know, are you there? And you can say, yeah, that's me. You know, I'm losing $50, or maybe I'm losing $100. But, you know, that is me. That's my reality. So, and did you want to get there? Probably not, but the aliens put you there. You have something in your genetics that's causing you to be on that timeline. Get off of it. You know, this is your reality. In your reality, you're choosing to be on that timeline. Okay? You can look at everybody else around you, maybe even blame them because this is happening to you. Maybe you resent people who maybe are spending the extra $50 that you could have also had, but you're losing it. And, so you're choosing to be on that timeline. You don't have to be on it. Do timeline crashes to get off of it. And then from there, you know, this works with your psychic billboard. Then from there, you know, get on a timeline, you know, that, you know, is more beneficial to you. Now, it is true that some people need to be motivated. So maybe you needed that timeline to lose money so you would wake up every day to go to work, and you had to go to work, and you had to work faster, and you still didn't make the extra $50 up, but kind of puts you into a timeline of misery, okay, because you have to go to work now. Before, you wish you didn't have to do that, but you got to make all that money and then still lose $50. Maybe you resent going to work, but, you know, get off the timeline, you know, that you're looking at, that you don't like. And then from there, get on a timeline that's better for you. It's your choice. You're the only one that can change your timeline. But getting back to, like, the sky's falling and bad events are happening, well, of course, that's going to happen. People are going to tie into that. If it does, you know, remember, those are real. May not exactly happen here, but it will happen on some timeline somewhere, and it's going to start sucking your energy out, and then you're going to keep worrying about it. Get off that timeline. And if you're the person listening out there who's losing $50 a month, then get on the timeline crash, and, you know, maybe you've been on that timeline for 10 years. You don't know any difference. You know, you know, life is bad, and you're always losing money. Get off that timeline. Maybe you have to do 10,000 timeline crashes, you know? Put a bunch of windows up. Borrow a couple of computers from friends, you know? Just say, I got to borrow your computer for a week. Do you have an extra one? You know, I know you got that old thing in the garage, you know? It's, maybe to somebody, you know, it's 5 years old, and to them it's, you know, not any good. Maybe they got a 20-year-old one, just so you can put something up, and it'll run a clearing. That's all that you need, you know? So, anyway, that's all that you want to do, is just run those clearings and keep that thing going and get off of that timeline that you don't like. Because aliens, you know, are just taking your energy. Why feed them? Back to you.
Okay, and thank you, Ron. That was really helpful. And I just wanted you to talk a little more about, though, yeah, we go around, I didn't remember what today's date was either. I didn't know, but somebody told me and, you know, brought it up. So you hear things, and sometimes you can't avoid it. You see a headline in the newspaper when you walk by, or you're watching something in a commercial. But do you want to be looking at YouTube videos about things like that? Because to me, that's kind of searching out, oh, here's a video about, you know, the end of the world. Like, I'm going to watch that. Like, it's not a good idea, is it?
Well, you may want to know something. So for there, you know, curiosity killed the cat. So by finding your information, it might help you. I put you closer to death, though. You know, but aside from that, you know, what are you getting out of it? Why do you need to know that information? You know, maybe okay. You got a lot of blocked energy in you, and you're trying to find clues of why you have it, okay? So, but you know, what's going to happen is you're going to be inundated with all this information. Whether it's true or not true makes no difference. Once you read it, it's true to you, right? Because it is true because you're reading it.
Right.
Of course, anything in print makes it real. So automatically now you're going to be reading something that is somebody else's belief, and you're getting that belief for yourself. And, you know, you're getting yourself more contaminated. But you may need to know something that's going on. And then once you find out what it is, then you want to clear that stuff out of your life, because now you found something that's contaminated inside of you. One of your ancestors had one of those bad thoughts.
And okay.
What you're living is their bad thought now, so you want to get it out of you.
Got it.
So the whole thing is to get back into peace. So if you got to go into all the negative stuff and all that horrific stuff and everything else to find your peace, you know, if you don't do clearings, then you're going to be more down the rat hole. Do clearings, you can get out of it. But yeah, I see this happening. It might be one of my patterns. You know, I've been looking for this. You know, I've been reading about this thing all the time here. And I must have a pattern there. And, you know, I don't like reading it, but I'm drawn to it. So that means that you got it. It's yours. It's your baby. We'll do clearings to get rid of it. So you are helping yourself, but if you don't do a clearing and you're still trying to get information like that, then, you know, it's going to be bad news. You know, another way of looking at it is let's just say that for some reason you just happened to get on a website and you know, somehow you clicked on something, not even knowing what you're doing, which happens, and all of a sudden they're now showing you, you know, leukemia, bone cancer or something, you know, or maybe something with your, you know, bone marrow, right? So now you go, oh, wow, I better check this out. This seems kind of fascinating. Well, what are you doing? You're getting on the timeline of everybody who has been on that page, okay, who did those clicks on that page, who probably has that illness. Now you're in the illness of, we'll say, leukemia, okay? And it could be millions of people there. It could be the number one site for leukemia, and you're on it. Maybe you got 100 million people who have visited that site. You're courted now, and you're in that group. They don't know you. You don't know them, but you're connected to all these people. And then a year you go to the doctor, and he goes, you know, been feeling tired? You go, yeah. He goes, well, you know, I think you have leukemia. You go, oh, geez. Well, you went onto that timeline, researched it out, and you got the information. Remember, curiosity killed the cat. Oh, back to you.
Okay, well, we're talking, you know, so much on about this subject. You know, to me, you use YouTube, for instance, to learn how to, I don't know, fix something or how to grow tomatoes. But you're right, then things could show up on the side there and get you, you know, go down the rabbit hole. But, Ron, since this has come up, may we have a sample of the media clearing? And I don't know if someone wrote in to say they saw a lot of images today of the 9/11 event, and that's unfortunate for them. They must have had the TV on or something. But, you know, if we could just, for whatever image we may have seen today, could we have a clearing of that?
Sure. I'll clear one image. So you're not going to lose the image, although you could, but I'll clear away the incident that you reacted to. Remember, it's an emotional situation. I'll clear away the emotion of that image. Here we go. I'll bring it up, everybody, if you happen to have one. And maybe you had one, you know, 10 years ago or something. But here we go. Releasing that one image from you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So with that 9/11 thing, I mentioned this before. I knew this one lady that was a secretary across from where the towers were, and after they fell, she somehow got attacked by entities, began smoking, chain smoker, became drank a lot. We'll say, I won't say she was an alcoholic, but she would go out, and after each night of work, she would spend a lot of money at the bars and stuff in that area, and she'd go out, and she said she had to, her arms would go right up against the wall of a building, and she'd just sob and cry, you know, for, you know, maybe a half an hour or something. And she didn't know how she got home each night because she was plastered, and she had to get up the next morning and go to work. That was her life after that.
Wow. So the entities just really took her over.
Took her right over, yep.
That's terrible. Well, we have an email here, Ron, from a New Yorker. Even though today was September 11th, I went to Central Park and sat under a tree on the grass, enjoyed the sunshine, and talked to my spirit. I had a great day. I didn't care about the news, what happened years ago on September 11th. I just focused on what made me happy today, and it worked. That is my testimonial piece.
Good. So that person's off the timeline.
Right.
That's what we've been talking about. Get off the timeline. You know, imagine maybe 10 years ago. I think it happened in 01, I think. I'm not sure. That's like a million years to me. But, how did you feel maybe 10 years ago? Maybe you would have been in the same space, and those timelines would have hooked you, and now you're at peace with it. and doesn't, you know, so what? You know, well, that might sound a little cold to a new listener, but why would you want to be in that timeline, you know? Why get on a misery death timeline or something, you know, to bring that stuff to you? So just be peaceful. Let other people be where they want to be on that timeline, if they want to choose to be on it. Remember, it's your choice what timeline you're on. Well, this is perfect. The person mentioned they're on a peace timeline, enjoying life. Wonderful.
That is
everybody
wonderful.
Else around them is enjoying the death and the everything else that happened, you know.
Right.
They can't get out of it. So, remember, you're a choice. Oh, perfect. Thank you for bringing that information forward. That's great. Wonderful.
Yes.
And so there still is peace in New York, you see?
Right.
There's still the peace timeline in New York. Great.
That is great. And, of course, nothing like Central Park. That's wonderful. So we have someone, thank you, Ron. Not only on TV, the September 11th event was not only on TV, but on emails and all social media. That was a really heavy healing. Thanks, Ron.
Very welcome.
Yeah. Okay, we have a question here, Ron. I have been experiencing running into walls and corners of furniture or whatever and leaving breakage of skin sometimes, even though I am at peace and in spirit. What is your opinion, and is there a clearing you can perform? This seems to be happening to lots of people. Thank you.
Well, yesterday morning I felt like the timeline was really goofy. The day before that was even strange. The Earth I had to put back was like 18% out of the darkness area. So fixed that, and then it kind of made it so that it was like twisted to the right. So kind of just picture like instead of standing up straight, you're like 90 degrees, you know, like standing against the side wall or something. So your body could react kind of weird to that. So I corrected that yesterday. My time, I don't know, I'll just say maybe around 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. Pacific time, possibly. So maybe 11 o'clock, noon, Eastern. So that could be that. Maybe you're trying to put timelines underneath your feet and you're, you know, trying to hold one timeline and they're giving you another one and your body, you know, is kind of going into a trench or, you know, some type of little energy thing that you're not really in control of where your feet are going and you bang into things, okay? You're like in a little crevice or something. That's kind of what I would, or a rut, a ditch. So that's what I'd say. You want to just do some timeline crashes to get off of the timelines that are making your body not walk straight. Let's put it that way. That's what I think is happening.
Okay, terrific. Is there some kind of sample we could do, maybe, Ron, to help people get that straightened out?
Yeah, let me see. For the people that haven't got turned around properly yet, maybe they're still connecting you with that shifted timeline. So here we go. We're going to move you from your sideways, in a sense. We'll just say that you should be at 12 o'clock standing straight up, okay? But you're really 90 degrees, like at 3 o'clock standing. So you're like, you know, different. But it still looks like you're okay, you know, when you walk and when you view things. But they actually have you 90 degrees off. So I'm going to bring you back 1 degree at a time. And I'll count from 90 down to 0, and the 0 will indicate that you're straight up on the proper timeline in the now. So here we go. This will be quite interesting. So we'll start at 90 degrees, so 89, 88, 87, 86, 85, boy, 84, 83, 82, 81, 80, 79, 78, 77, 76, 75, 74, 73, 72, 71, 70. And here we go, 69, 68, 67, 66, 65, 64, 63, 62, 61, 60. Here we go, 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, 50. Okay, 49, 48, 47, 46, 45. There, so now you're at a 45-degree angle. 44, 43, 42, 41, 40. Go 39, 38, 37, 36, 35, 34, 33, 32, 31, 30, and 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, and 10. And 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Oh, see how you guys are feeling. I would imagine that your body is probably buzzing. Because now you're getting energy into your body. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Yes, Ron, that felt really, really good. Like I feel really, the inside, all my insides feel really relaxed. You know, like something just shifted and got calmer. I don't know how better to say that, but thank you so much for that.
You may have felt heavy on your right side for the people that were really affected. As you're kind of off balance, everything is sagging to the right. And you're trying to hang on, balance yourself to the left, but you're stuck out there kind of dangling to the right with your weight going to the right.
Okay. Well, did you want to say any more about that, Ron?
No, it feels good. Imagine it probably felt kind of weird for most people. We'll see what kind of comments we get. I can see where the body organs could have really a hard time living in that direction, you know, and functioning. Maybe people even had shallow breath, possibly. As all the weight's being compressed on your right lung, and then also maybe even the same thing with your heart. Maybe you didn't have much stamina. We'll just see what comes up.
Yeah, see if people let us know how they felt during that. That would be wonderful. We would love to hear that. I was wondering, Ron, would it be a good time, maybe, because I love this, I think everyone else does, to do that out and in with our spirits? After you did that last.
Okay, sure. So here we go. I'm going to just take your spirit out of your body. Normally your spirit doesn't want to go past your waist. It doesn't want to go into your legs. So here we go. We're going to come out of, say, your head, coming back into your feet now. So that would be out and in, and again, out and in. So your spirit, when I say in, it's coming up through your ankles and knees and waist, coming all the way up off of your head. So it's kind of like giving you energy throughout your whole body. Here we go. Out and in, 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 out and in. There. You felt a little dizzy during that process, but you should feel pretty good. Oh, back to you.
That always feels so good, Ron, when you do that. Thank you very much. Okay, so while we're waiting, you know, because there's you know, sometimes a little delay till we get our responses. One of the many free healings you've given us, Ron, is the environmental balance clearing. And someone has a question. Could that clearing, the environmental balance, help for the severe winters experienced by the Midwest the past couple of years?
Yes, it could. So if you're in the Midwest, okay, I'm assuming that's probably somebody in the Midwest. And maybe when you think of the winter time, as it's kind of coming to that in a few months, we'll say, you're going to be thinking of winter. And maybe when you think about winter, you think, oh, boy, that's the time that this happened, that happened. You know, maybe I had a snowblower and it broke, you know, and it was awful. I had a, you know, everybody has their own scenario. So whatever it is, or maybe your shovel broke, you know, your snow shovel. So as you think of that time, right away you're on that timeline of the bad weather. If enough people get on that bad weather timeline, and the aliens can say, man, we got a lot of mileage out of that one. Man, we're going to go through here and re-put it in, copy and paste it. Oh, what you want to do then when you think of that, you want to get off that timeline, number one, and then the environmental clearing, you might want to run it in the past, okay? Instead of having it be in the now, you might want to try it going back when you think about maybe 2 years ago, we'll say, when that happened in whatever. I'll just say it happened on Thanksgiving, for instance, okay? So you think, oh, yeah, Thanksgiving was that awful Thanksgiving, all this stuff happened 2 years ago. Well, pop that environmental clearing in there to dilute that energy out. It's still a film strip, okay, and they can copy and paste that. So go in there and do that, and maybe you might get rid of that energy, and people won't be tied into it as much because they're only going to bring forth energies that they know is going to affect people, and they can steal a lot of life force energy from people and maybe their spirit also. So that's what you want to do, is do that clearing. So do it from the past, and then even try it, you know, if you start hearing about it on the news, as people start to tie into that and their fears come about and start manifesting more of this stuff, do that with the gray sky clearing. And also, that black goo clearing could be in there, too. You may want to do that one, the black goo mist clearing, whatever it's called, something like that. So back to you.
Yeah, that's really interesting, Ron. Maybe that listener could kind of think about how to word that to put it in the healings and then share that, what they come up with, of how to write that up for people to do things when they want to do the past. I know you can write whatever you want in the box where the name goes, because there's a lot of space there in case people didn't realize. You can write in more details if you need to. So that would be interesting for that listener to let us know how that goes. Okay, so we have some comments now about you straightening us out and putting us back in our bodies. I was off balance from 22 degrees and back to 0 point. So this listener is back to balance. That's good. Thank you for writing that in. Somebody else wrote in, it felt weird. My head is spinning a bit, and I feel a pulsing under my right lung. My head is hot, too, and not just because of the heat of the summer.
Yep, so that's integration. So the body's reintegrating.
Okay. And someone else wrote in, this was wonderful. Thanks, Ron. I felt my whole body jump at the number 64. This was so needed. Great question. Yeah, I forgot that all came about because the listener asked about bumping into things. Mm-hmm. So thank you all for, oh, here's another one. Okay, the person that wrote in that question wrote in to say, got up and walked, feel straightened. And like I gained an inch or two. What a blessing. We'll think on this tomorrow. Blessings to all.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Yeah.
You mean you'll peace on it. You won't think on it. As you peace all the people in your life.
Right.
Okay. So here's another interesting question, Ron. I would like to bring forth a certain skill in my life. It's a skill that came easily to me when I was younger, but was inhibited through training. Very wise. The clearings I am going to use to help me are the spirit fetus infusion, the education clearing, and she wants to know, would the IQ clearing also help with this, and are there any other clearings that could be helpful?
Well, I think you nailed it. Those three are very, very good. That's what I would recommend. Naturally, I would always do a fear clearing, too. So if you haven't done the fear, because somehow what I'm hearing is that you were in your body's in fear of doing it, and or maybe they disconnected the mind, you know, energy for you to do that. So right away you never think about it, okay? What maybe gave you a lot of pleasure and happiness, they just severed that connection in your mind. And maybe they put fear in there so you don't look at it, okay? But you may want to, you know, do fear. Because fear is one of those things that you don't know what you're in fear of, no? Oh, it's released. And it may not even be obvious to you. So that's maybe what I would suggest, too, is a fear clearing. But those first three is what I would do. And if you know the teacher or person that maybe prevented you from going forward on what you think you want to do now, I put their name in the dark side practitioner clearing. Get rid of all that stuff that they did to you. They could have put a spell on you. That's really what they sort of done, you know, maybe to maybe the whole class. You know, they didn't like, oh, whatever it was, and they told the class it wasn't any good, or maybe just you. It was maybe they didn't want you to excel what you're doing because it would have made them look like they didn't know what they were doing or talking about. So you would have been one up on the teacher. So they just cut you off at the pass and probably put a spell on you so that you wouldn't do it. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, that's terrible, Ron.
Yeah.
Is there any way to do a sample of the curses, hexes, and spells, or maybe clear us of one teacher or something like that?
Yeah, you'd have to think of an issue because, man, there's so many of them. I just don't know. I'll do one. Well, embarrassment is one that we don't have on the website, I don't think. Might be under the... the clearing with the self-empowerment, but let's just do embarrassment. Maybe somebody got embarrassed doing something that they really loved doing, and everybody laughed at them or something, so they got embarrassed, and they didn't do it ever since. So here we go. Think of a time that you may have been embarrassed. So here we go. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's hope that's helping you a lot there. I felt a lot of energy on that. I felt anger. I also felt sadness. Somebody out there is, or, you know, maybe a lot of you are having that situation of what happened to you, you know, during a certain event or something. Oh, here we go. I'll do one for, this probably not on the website either. Let's just say that you had to do, maybe for the school, or maybe you're in some kind of organization and or whatever, but they wanted you to do a project, right? So everybody... You know, maybe you're good at making little baskets out of straw or something, you know, or doing something with coat hangers or who knows what, you know, back in those days. And so you really enjoyed doing what you're doing for the little project, put a lot of time into it. Maybe you made a sunflower, you know, out of coat hangers, right? And you painted it up and did some kind of artwork on it with paper, and it looked really great. Had this really, like, you know, 1 foot diameter sunflower, and you really loved it, and, you know, everybody's telling you how great it was, and then all of a sudden, somebody who did something that was really stupid that you thought, and everybody else thought it was too, but they won, and all you got was honorable mention or something, and everybody goes, man, you should have won this thing, you know, your sunflower looks great, you know, And maybe it's because, you know, the person who won was maybe the teacher's pet or the principal's son or daughter, or you know how things go. So all of a sudden, you just said, I'm not going to compete anymore. I did my best here, and I lost. I don't want to compete because it's heartbreaking for me. Okay? And that's now you're older, and that's your theme of your life. You only want to do so much. You don't want to give it your all because, you know, your sunflower incident. So here we go. Let's release that energy. So, and you all probably have something like that maybe happened. This clearing might just change your life instantly. So here we go, releasing that energy from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, that's pretty heavy. Okay. So back to you.
Well, thank you, Ron, for doing that. It seemed to me like you really sensed that some of us needed that. So thank you. I was wondering, too, since you sensed some sadness, may we have a sample of the sadness clearing?
Sure. So here we go. If you have sadness, what we talked about the last 15 minutes, we'll say you got your buttons pushed or something. Here we go. Releasing that energy of sadness. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so remember that energy is still around. And somebody else could have that energy. Maybe you gave something away at a secondhand store and you keep thinking about it and know that somebody has that little necklace that you had that you really liked, but you know, maybe you thought you were going to do some spring cleaning and you threw it away by mistake, okay, and you keep thinking about it and you go, man, that person who has it isn't a good person, you know, I feel the energy on it. Let's release that. Here we go. Or maybe your mother made you throw it away, you know. Favorite thing, your mother said, no, let's get rid of this thing. You know, you have too much of this stuff. It's a lot of clutter, you know. So here we go, releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Wow. Back to you.
Right, and before we discard things in any way, whether we... especially something we've worn. You've talked about that before, Ron, that we should command our spirit energy come back to us from that item before we give it away.
Yeah, and that also includes cars, as people buy new cars and stuff.
Right, really anything that was part of your life, right, could have your energy in it.
Anything that has your energy in it, no. Take it out of it.
Okay. All right, it's so great that BBS lets us go a little long on Fridays. I just want to say that tomorrow night is Saturday night on the Lightship, so it's the same time on BBS Radio Station 2, 7 p.m. again, but we will have the added wonderful experience of taking a trip to Creation Lightship where you can request a physical healing. So I hope everyone can get on that show tomorrow night and be on it live. If you miss any of the shows or just want to hear them again, they're all archived on the BBS website, Ron's page on the BBS website, under Library Archives. It's right under his picture. But we have another question, Ron. I think we have time.
You have our intensive this weekend, too. So.
Oh, is it this Saturday, tomorrow?
Yep.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was thinking it was next Saturday. Okay, good. So tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Pretty sure it is. Maybe better double check, huh?
Let me look on the calendar.
I thought it was. I was prepared for it.
You know what? You're right. Wow. See, I really didn't know the date. So tomorrow's the 12th. So yes, at 1 o'clock tomorrow till 5, Ron will be doing the ascension preparation, and he'll do some water charging so we can get water charged for the whole week. It's a trip to the lightship. And then Sunday, starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time, we'll spend 8 hours on Creation Lightship, and then the next three consecutive Sundays, which are the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th of September. You can find out more about that on the website. There's still plenty of time to sign up. You could sign up for it 5 minutes before it starts, in fact. So if you can get on those calls, they're really wonderful and life-changing. You want to add anything to that, Ron?
Oh, that's good. And next thing would be the New York Expo, middle of October, so across from Penn Station.
Right.
New Life Expo. Oh.
Okay, we do have one more question maybe we could, because we have like 5 or 6 more minutes. When you speak of spirit, do you equate this to the soul? My belief is we are soul in a flesh suit. What is your opinion?
Well, your soul, I see them kind of almost identical, but your soul is here captured by the darkness, which is actually your spirit, okay? So they took your spirit and named it a soul, put it into slavery, and then from there you have a soul family, and you're part of that group, that collective consciousness of a group, and you share your lessons with it, your learning experiences, by picking different bodies to go into. And all that is there so that you can think you could become enlightened in some lifetime in the future, or you can leave here. That's why they give you a soul family. Well, your soul is actually what's stuck in reincarnation here, and it's actually still your spirit. Your spirit doesn't judge anything, and it does what it does. You know, you tell it what to do, and it has to go along for the ride, because it's doing that. So the mind controls that. So this is all under the alien agenda of programs, mind control, implants, and everything else, and that's what they did. Have done to your soul, and that being your spirit. So your spirit actually is what's innocent. It doesn't have a memory of anything, but when it turns into a soul, then it's doing the forced reincarnation process here from the aliens wanting to keep you held captive here. So like the song Hotel California, you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. And that's the alien agenda here, to keep you held with religion and all those alien gods and people that you've heard about in the past who have come here, kings and queens and whatever, to hold you held captive here, because those aliens that are inside of those people, that people pray to, like the gods in the Bible, for instance, and other things out there, they're all there to hold you captive. Oh, very bad news. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, we still have a few minutes here, and I had the list of healings open. There's a question we didn't get to, but I'm going to save that for tomorrow night. But I thought maybe we could get in another sample. We were talking about the self-empowerment clearings. Maybe, and this would kind of go along with what you've done so far, could we do a sample of the self-sabotage clearing? You really almost did do that tonight, but...
Yeah, so let's see. Just think of how you're self-sabotaging yourself. You know, it's hard to say what that could be. It could be very subtle. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. how would you self-sabotage yourself? Let's just say it's getting close to Christmas, right? And there's always a Salvation Army out there with the little bell ringing, and they want to collect money from people. I'm just using this as an example. So you go by and you put a dollar in with your bucket, and they always normally will say, God bless you. Well, you just sabotaged yourself. You got blessed by some alien god, and you hooked up. Well, let's take away the God bless you. Well, here we go, and I'm sure the alien gods won't like me for this one. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Releasing more energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. They're actually putting a curse on you. So, you hear that a lot. You better do the hexes spell clearing, because they just did a whammy on you. They looked at you and they forced their energy, their belief system, even if they don't even believe it, still words, and the words are keywords. You may want to do that alien keyword intercept clearing with the words, God bless you, on it. You might find yourself getting a lot lighter. Oh, back to you.
Okay, great. Now it is time to say goodnight, Ron, but thanks. That's a wonderful suggestion. That used to happen to me a lot, and it hasn't happened to me in quite a while, luckily. But yeah,
okay,
never
so here we
good.
Go. Mind a heart drop. This is all that you have, everybody. It's all inside of you. Anything outside of you is going to be alien, bogus stuff. So here we go. Abandon your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. This is your only place for peace. It doesn't exist anywhere else. So dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you. Blessings. And have a wonderful evening. Sleep well.
Bye, all.
Peace.